91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Pettigrew. Top GOP allies are blasting U.S. President Donald Trump's sudden decision to pull back American troops from northern Syria. The Associated Press's Sagar Magani has more.
It's leading to fears Turkey would use the pullback to mount an attack and target Syrian Kurds, whom it sees as terrorists, but whom fought alongside the U.S. against Islamic State militants.
If we abandon them, good luck getting anybody to help America in the future with radical Islam.
Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox and Friends calling the president's decision a disaster in the making, saying the U.S. would not only be turning its back on the Kurds, but also inviting an Islamic State resurgence.
The biggest lie being told by the administration that ISIS is defeated.
The Pentagon is warning Turkey not to invade Syria, and President Trump's doing the same, tweeting he will obliterate Turkey's economy, quote, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turning to election news, conservative leader Andrew Scheer called Justin Trudeau disgusting this morning for trying to score political points off the backs of Ontario students. Trudeau fired back, trying to make a link between Scheer's policies and those of Ontario Premier Doug Ford, whose government reached a last-minute agreement last night to avert a strike by education workers.
The cuts that Doug Ford has already brought into education are being felt right across the province, and right now we're in an election where the option is to double down on conservative approaches.
The rest of the party leaders stayed off the campaign trail to focus on preparing for this evening's English language leaders debate. Meanwhile, Loyalist College's journalism program is hosting an all-candidate debate for the Bay of Quinte riding candidates tomorrow night in the college's alumni hall. The debate is a part of the program's So You Think I Should Vote initiative. Brittany Woodcock is the student coordinator of the Vote Project.
So I want young people to know that their voice matters and their vote matters, that they can make a difference. They just all have to stop relying on the older generation to make all these choices, because we are getting affected by them. So we have a hand in the world, and we get affected by the things that happen in it. So we need to put our vote out there and hold our politicians accountable.
The debate starts tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Alumni Hall. Parents of school-aged children breathed a sigh of relief this morning after a tentative deal was reached between CUPE and the Ontario government last night. Joanne White, the president for the local chapter of the union, says that the deal was an accomplishment because it was reached with no concessions on their end.
Yes, it was a deal that was reached with no concessions. And in today's world with bargaining, if you can ever have a deal with no concessions, with a little bit of bonus moving forward, then you've accomplished a lot.
The new deal encompasses job security, sick leave, and a 1% increase in salary over a 3-year contract, which expires August 31st, 2022. A judge has rejected U.S. President Trump's challenge to release the release of his tax returns for a New York State criminal probe. The returns had been sought by prosecutors investigating the Trump Organization's involvement in buying the silence of two women who claimed to have had affairs with Trump. Reporter Aaron Katersky says Trump's lawyers had argued that the quest for his tax records should be stopped because Trump is immune from any criminal probe as long as he is president.
His attorney said that the president, while he's in office, cannot be subject to any kind of a criminal investigation from beginning to end. And a federal judge, in a rather lengthy 75-page ruling, said the notion that the president is somehow immune, unqualified, and boundless is just at odds with constitutional precedent.
The judge's ruling has been temporarily blocked after an appeals court granted a delay requested by Trump's lawyers. The appeals court says it will consider the issue soon. Data from Statistics Canada shows the gender wage gap is narrowing. The Canadian Press's Don Kelly has the story.
Data from 2018 finds women in their core working years earn 13.3% less per hour than men. That's an improvement over figures from 1998, when female workers earned 18.8% less per hour than men. Researchers say the improvement in the pay gap is largely due to changes in the distribution of men and women across occupations, women's increased education, and the decline in the share of men in unionized jobs. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
At least 13 people died when an overloaded migrant boat capsized near the island of Lampedusa. ABC's Megan Williams reports.
Rescue vessels have picked up 22 people, and search operations for the other survivors are underway after an alert was received that a boat carrying some 50 people was in trouble. The UN Migration Agency said the boat had set sail from Tunisia and was carrying Tunisian and West African migrants. The agency says more than 1,000 people have died in the Mediterranean this year alone. While the percentage of people who drown is way up, the number of people attempting the crossing is down by 90% from 2 years ago. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Protesters in several Canadian cities are blocking bridges today to try and urge more action on climate change. The protesters are with Extinction Rebellion, which has organized disruptions in at least 60 cities around the world. Kevin Emery was among those that blocked access to Toronto's Bloor Viaduct and says the protest was necessary.
I think most Canadians believe this is an important thing. And I think people would disagree with disruption. I don't blame them. It's an extreme response, but it's an extreme crisis.
Similar protests are taking place today in cities including Halifax, Montreal, Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver. That's QNET News next on 91X to 4:06 p.m. Sports is next.
Thanksgiving, a time to celebrate family and friends, autumn, and all that goes with the season. Mark's No Frills is your one stop for everything you need for the holiday. Whether it's turkey, ham, or something a little less traditional, you can be sure you'll get the best deals on all the fixings you'll need to make this Thanksgiving memorable. Check the flyer for dozens of specials to fit your budget, and use your Optimum PC card to collect points and stretch your dollars out even more. Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney. Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat at Thanksgiving or anytime.
In local sports with AHL hockey, the Belleville Senators lost 4-1 in their season opening game against the Toronto Marlies on Saturday. The Senators' only goal came in the second period when left winger Alex Formanton got assisted from left winger Michael Carcone and defenseman Christian Yaros. The Sens failed to capitalize on four power play opportunities while the Marlies were able to score off of two of their five opportunities. Belleville plays their home opener this Friday against the Binghamton Devils at 7 p.m. In OJHL action, the Trenton Golden Hawks dominated this weekend, downing the Brampton Admirals 5-1 at home before going on the road and beating the Whippy Fury 4-2. The Golden Hawks currently hold the number one spot in the East Division, edging out the Wellington Dukes by 1 point. Golden Hawks hockey picks back up this Friday on the road against Lindsay. The Wellington Dukes played the Collingwood Colts at home Friday night and won by a score of 7-4 on the strength of a 3-point night from forward Ben Evans. Sunday, the Dukes dropped their contest against the Brantford 99ers 4-2. Wellington goalie Matthew Dunsmore saw 46 shots and stopped 43 of them, but it wasn't enough as Brantford rolled on. In NBA news, the Toronto Raptors have agreed to a one-year contract extension with point guard Kyle Lowry. Lowry, who's been with the team since 2012, signed a $31 million extension to stay with the Raptors through the 2020-2021 season. The Raptors, fresh off their first-ever NBA championship win, are looking to start the season strong after the loss of NBA Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard, who left the team this summer for the Los Angeles Clippers in a move that stunned Raptors fans across the country. The Raptors opened their season on October 22nd at home against the New Orleans Pelicans and this summer's first overall draft pick, Zion Williamson. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers early this evening and some fog patches developing overnight with a low of +3 and a risk of frost. Tomorrow, it will be mainly sunny with fog patches dissipating in the morning and a high of 17. At 4:09, it's 17 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Ryan Pettigrew. QNET News next on 91X at 5.